रिकॉर्ड आता है।
Yeah.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Nah, Shiva Sadi Gaurava Delivers message through Uddhava in a very detailed manner. But we will discuss on the basis of Srimad Bhagavatam because Rupa Goswami is Uddhava Sandesh would take much time and that is in detail. So I decided to study the message of Krishna on the basis of Bhagavatam, and I hope within these 3 days we can finish this chapter. So, Lord Krishna, after killing Kansa in Mathura, he and Balaram both approached Devaki and Vasudev. And as we know that Lord Krishna, when he appeared in the prison house of Kansa, he had already showed his forearm form to Vasudev and Devaki. And they had already known that the Supreme Personality of Godhead had appeared as their son. And now they saw that Krishna and Balaram, they both killed Kansa's wrestlers, and at last Kansa was killed by Krishna. Though when this fighting was going on with the wrestlers, the inhabitants of Mathura, they were surprised to see that these wrestlers were elderly in age and looking very stronger than Krishna and Balaram, and they are fighting with Krishna and Balaram, those who are in only 11 years old. Actually not 11 even, 10 years, 7 months old. So, this is not a good match. That's why they are all worried that how Kansa is allowing this injustice to these two boys. They are sending his wrestlers to fight with them. But to everyone's surprise, Krishna and Balaram killed one by one all of his wrestlers. And at last, Krishna also killed Kansa, who had 10,000 elephant strength. Kansa was so powerful. He had the strength of 10,000 elephants. That's why he subdued so many demons like Pralamba, Baka, Putana, all these demon and demoness, they were subdued by concern. So they are under his dominion. So when Krishna and Balaram, after killing Kansa, they approached Devaki and Vasudeva. So they offered their obeisances to Devaki and Vasudeva as their father and mother, and they are seeing them after so many years. Because Krishna was transferred to Gokul right after his appearance. So there was no opportunity to see their parents. So for the first time they are seeing their parents and they are offering their obeisances, but Vasudeva and Devaki, they were struck with wonder. They were with folded hands, thinking Krishna is the Supreme Lord. So that feeling of paternal and maternal affection was not there. So Krishna could realize this, that my parents, they are thinking me as the Supreme Lord. That's why he employed his yogamaya potency to make them forget that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they can show their affection towards them. So when Krishna employed his yogamaya potency, then immediately Vasudeva and Devaki, they forgot that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then immediately they embraced Krishna and Balaram, and their tears were flowing from their eyes. After so many years, they have been united with their sons. So that was actually very heart-touching scene. And then Krishna and Balaram, they also prayed to Devaki and Vasudeva, and they said that actually you have suffered so much for us, and we are so unfortunate that we could not get this paternal and maternal affection from our very childhood. So we were very unfortunate in this matter. So anyway, they begged apology in front of Devaki and Vasudeva that they could not serve them. So in this way, they were trying to please Devaki and Vasudeva. But all these things are happening without the knowledge of Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj had come with Krishna and Balaram, and also this Brajavasis had accompanied him. So they had all come to see this festival in Mathura, for which Kansa had invited him and his sons, Krishna and Balaram. But after Kansa was killed, then Krishna and Balaram went to see Vasudeva and Devaki. Then Nanda Maharaj left that place, because they were camping just outside the city of Mathura. So he left the place and he went back to his camp, because Nanda Maharaj was thinking, because he was always worried for Krishna. So he was thinking that now, after so many years, Balaram, who was Vasudeva's son, and Nanda Maharaj knew this, so he and Krishna both have gone to meet them. So let them meet with them. And now there is no point of fear, because Kansa is killed now. So let them take their own time. That's why Nanda Maharaj did not disturb them. he left them and went to his camp. So in his absence, this meeting of Krishna Balaram with Devaki and Vasudev was taking place. And then, after killing of Kansa, then Lord Krishna installed Ugrasena as the king of Mathura. Though Ugrasena was very reluctant to accept that position, and he was telling that, "I am not fit to be a king, you should take this position." Ugrasena was telling Krishna. But Krishna said, "No, you should be the king, and when I am in your entourage, so then the demigods will also respect you. Because I am here to carry out your order, so demigods will also carry out your order. So you have nothing to fear. So you take up this position and command us, so we can serve you." And then Lord Krishna arranged all the members of the Yadu dynasty to come back to Mathura, because they had left Mathura out of fear of Kansa. Many of them had gone to different places and they were hiding in different places. Only few of them from the Yadu dynasty stayed in Mathura, and they were all waiting for Krishna to come and kill Kansa. So one of them was Akrura, who went to bring Krishna and Balaram from Vrindavan. So then Krishna arranged all these members of the Yadu dynasty to come back to Mathura, and he satisfied them with various gifts. So they resided happily in Mathura. But the most difficult task for Krishna and Balaram was how to deal with Nanda Maharaj. Because Nanda Maharaj had come to attend this festival in Mathura with his sons, and he was expecting that at least Krishna would go back with him, if not Balaram. Because Nanda Maharaj had understood that Balaram was Vasudev's son, and now after Kansa is killed, so naturally Balaram would like to stay with his own parents. So he was not expecting that Balaram would go back. But at least he was expecting Krishna to go back with him. And that assurance also he gave to Yashoda Mata, Mother Yashoda. Because Mother Yashoda was very, very reluctant to spare Krishna to come to Mathura. She did not want that Krishna should come to Mathura. But Nanda Maharaj assured Yashoda Mata that we are all going together. So many people from nearby districts, they are also coming to see this festival. So we will see the festival and come back the next day. Why you are so much worried? So because of this assurance of Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda stayed back and agreed to give Krishna, send Krishna with Nanda Maharaj. So Nanda Maharaj was expecting that after this reunion with Devaki and Vasudev, then he would take Krishna and go back to Braja. But Krishna and Balaram had different plans. Though they wanted to reciprocate with the love of Nanda Maharaj and the Brajavasis, but the purpose of their descent was also to kill the demons, and then they have to also perform different pastimes in Mathura and Dwaraka. So Krishna and Balaram, they were thinking what to do, how to satisfy Nanda Maharaj and how to send him back to Braja without going with him. So one day, after this meeting, then Krishna and Balaram, they came to Nanda Maharaj. And then both of them praised Nanda Maharaj. They first paid their obeisances to Nanda Maharaj. But Nanda Maharaj was so eager to see Krishna and Balaram after they had killed Kansa, that even he didn't reciprocate with their offering of obeisances. Immediately he went and caught hold and embraced both of them together, Krishna and Balaram. So, and in this way, Nanda Maharaj was very happy to meet with Krishna and Balaram. And then Krishna and Balaram, both of them told Nanda Maharaj that, dear father, you and Mother Yashoda, both of you had given us and had maintained us with great affection. And you both have considered us more than your own selves, more than your own lives. So in this way, they were praising Krishna, Nanda Maharaj. And specifically, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that actually this was told by both of them, but Balaram was hinting to Nanda Maharaj that they are given so much affection to them, both of them, and specifically to Balaram, who was actually first child of Nanda Maharaj. He was originally the son of Vasudev. But knowing this, still Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda did not differentiate between Krishna and Balaram, thinking that Krishna was their own child and Balaram was the child of Vasudev. So both of them, they gave same affection to Krishna and Balaram. They did not distinguish between them. Yes. That's why Balaram was feeling indebted to Nanda Maharaj. So that's why he was thinking not to stay with his own parents, Vasudeva and Devaki. He was thinking that I cannot stay without you and Mother Yashoda. And specifically, my brother Krishna, he is thousands times more dear to my own life. So I cannot stay without him. If Krishna goes with you to Braja, I cannot stay without Krishna in Mathura. So when Balaram said like this, then Nanda Maharaj was thinking what to do in this situation. Though Brajavasis would be very, very happy to get Krishna and Balaram together back in Vrindavan, but Nanda Maharaj was thinking that Balaram is Vasudeva's son. And all the sons of Vasudeva were killed by Kansa. And only one son was left, that was Balaram. And he is seeing his own son after so many years. So if I take back his son to Braja, what Vasudeva will think of me? Vasudeva will think that Kansa killed all my sons, Now this Nanda, who was maintaining my son for so many years, now he also took back my son to Braja. So then this Nanda, he has acted like Kansa. Kansa gave me trouble by taking away or killing all my sons. And now Nanda has also taken my son, only son. So he will become very angry at me and he will feel very sorry for this. So how can I do this? How can I take Balaram with me? And Balaram is telling that he cannot stay without Krishna in Mathura. So this is a difficult situation. So when Nanda Maharaj was thinking like this, so then Krishna and Balaram, both of them proposed that, okay, we both will stay back. They came to their point. We both will stay back in Mathura for a few days. So you all go back to Braja, they told Nanda Maharaj. You all go back to Braja and after satisfying Vasudeva and Devaki and all our relatives here, those who are your friends, because they are also related to Nanda Maharaj. As we know that Nanda Maharaj's father and Vasudeva's father, Surasena, and Nanda Maharaj's father was Parjanya Maharaj. So both of them were from the same father, but they had different mothers. That's why they are related. They were brothers, Nanda Maharaj and Vasudeva, they were brothers. But Nanda Maharaj's father, Parjanya Maharaj, was born from a Vaisya wife. That's why they became Vaisya. And Vasudeva was born from a Kshatriya wife. That's why Vasudeva remained Kshatriya. And they were both, Surasena and Parjanya Maharaj, they were sons of Maharaj Devamira. So, Krishna and Balaram told that we will please your friends in Mathura. They told Nanda Maharaj, we will stay back, we will pacify them, and then we will come back to Braja. So in this way, when they told Nanda Maharaj, then Nanda Maharaj could not say anything. Though he was feeling separation from Krishna and Balaram, and out of affection, out of love for them, tears were flowing from his eyes, from Nanda Maharaj's eyes. And he embraced Krishna and Balaram to his heart's content. And he did not want to leave them. So the example is given like a miserly person. When he gets wealth, he does not want to leave that wealth. So in the same way, Nanda Maharaj did not want to leave his most valuable wealth, Krishna and Balaram, in Mathura. That's why he was embracing them to his heart's content. And later on, then he has to go back with a heavy mood, feeling separation from Krishna and Balaram. And in that feeling, all the Brajavasis, they all are also feeling separation from Krishna and Balaram. So Krishna and Balaram gave them different kinds of gifts to satisfy the Brajavasis. But how the Vrajavasis can be satisfied with his material gifts? Because they are losing their greatest wealth in Mathura. They are leaving their greatest wealth, Krishna and Balaram, in Mathura. But still, Lord Krishna gave them different types of clothes, jewelries, and kitchen utensils, and sent also different jewelries and clothes for Mother Yasoda and other inhabitants of Gokul. So in that way, they wanted to satisfy them, and the Vrajavasis came back from Mathura. So then Vasudev saw that Krishna and Balaram, they have not got their second, their Brahminical initiation. So he called Garga Muni, and there Garga Muni performed this Upanayana Sanskar, giving a Brahmin thread to Krishna and Balaram, and in that way they actually became now entered into Brahmacharya Ashram. So they wanted to go to Gurukul now, Krishna and Balaram. So one day, without any announcements, Krishna and Balaram left Mathura and went to Ujjaini, where Sandipani Muni had his Gurukul there. And they approached Sandipani Muni to be admitted in his Gurukul and get instruction in different scriptures. But Sandipani Muni was very reluctant initially to accept Krishna and Balaram. Why? Because he was thinking he had already heard the superhuman activities of Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan. And in Mathura also, recently he has killed Kansa, the most powerful personality. And then they were from the Kshatriya family, king's family. So Sandipani Muni was thinking that to stay in Gurukul for a prince is not very easy. They have to remain very humble. And these two boys, they have superhuman activities they are performing, and they are from the king's family. Whether they will be abiding by the rules of Gurukul? So he was thinking in that way. And when Krishna and Balaram insisted to Sandipani Muni, so Sandipani Muni wanted to test them, to test their humble attitude. So first thing he told them that, okay, if you want to be admitted in my Gurukul, then you go and beg for me. So this is the tradition in Gurukul. The Guru would send the students to beg. The students would beg. They would go door to door and beg alms and bring and give everything to the Guru. So that was the system. And if the Guru would not ask the student to eat, he would not eat. They will fast. So Krishna and Balaram immediately, they agreed. And they went for begging. So Sandipani Muni was very much pleased, seeing their humble attitude. So he accepted them in his Gurukul. And Krishna and Balaram, they are so expert. Actually, they are the origin of all knowledge. But they had come to this Gurukul of Sandipani Muni to set the example for others. So within 64 days, they learned all the Vedic literature, all the Vedas, Upanishads, 64 arts. They learned everything. Once they were taught, they remembered everything. Because they knew everything. So there was not enough endeavor for them. And at the end, then they offered Guru Dakshina to Sandipani Muni. And Sandipani Muni asked them for a difficult Guru Dakshina. This was very difficult to fulfill. Sandipani Muni asked Krishna and Balaram to bring back their dead son, which Krishna and Balaram did. So that shows their supremacy, superhuman activity, that they brought back from Yamaraj, the dead son of Sandipani Muni. Because they ordered them Yamaraj, because they were the supreme personality of Godhead. So Yamaraj had to obey their orders. So the boy came back with self-same body. Same body. He came back from Yamaraj's planet. And Sandipani Muni was very much pleased with them. And he blessed them that may your fame spread all over the world. And whatever you have learned from me, you can remember in this lifetime and also in the next. So that was Guru's benediction. So then Krishna and Balaram came back to Mathura with their chariots. And then the Mathura Vasis, the inhabitants of Mathura, they had not seen Krishna and Balaram for a few days, and they had not known where they have gone. So this was not declared to everyone. So they are thinking they have gone somewhere for a few days, like that. So after they came back, then Krishna and Balaram, actually they were thinking about the Brajavasis. And specifically, Krishna and Balaram, by thinking Brajavasis' love for them, they would not sleep at night. They would be discussing about the love of the Brajavasis together, and they would be crying at night. So this was their situation. And they cannot cry in front of everyone. Because they did not want that the Mathuravasis, the inhabitants of Mathura, would know their love and affection for the Brajavasis. Because they were thinking that if Devaki and Vasudeva would know this, that they have more love and affection for the Brajavasis, they would feel sorry. That's why they didn't want that everyone should know about their feelings. Only Rohini Devi could know this, because she was in Vrindavan. So she could know the feelings of Krishna and Balaram, but no one else in Mathura. So Lord Krishna, he was thinking how to pacify the inhabitants of Braja, specifically his father Nanda Maharaja Yasoda and the gopis, those who are feeling intense separation from him. How to pacify them? He wanted to reciprocate with their love. But he was unable to go back to Vrindavan, back to Braja. But he was thinking that if I can send a messenger to Braja, that will be as good as my going to Braja. So at least I can express my feelings through my messages to the Brajavasis. And in that way, they can be consoled. So one day, Lord Krishna was alone on the top of the palace building. And he was looking towards Vrindavan and remembering all the love and affection of the Brajavasis, specifically the love of Mother Yasoda, Nanda Maharaj, the gopas, the cowherd boys and cowherd girls. So then he became overwhelmed with love for them, and he was thinking, who is here in Mathura whom I can send as my messenger to Vraja? Because to become a messenger is not an ordinary thing. One has to be qualified to become a messenger. And Krishna wanted a qualified messenger who can understand his feelings. Because this is a difficult subject matter. It was this message Krishna sent to Vraja was not only for Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj. If it would have been only for Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda, it would have been much easier. But he also wanted to console his dear Mr. Gopis. So that means the messenger has to be very intimate to understand these conjugal feelings of Krishna. And who can convey these feelings to the gopis in a proper mood? And with whom Krishna can explain these things? So that has to be an intimate friend of Krishna. Like in Vrindavan, Krishna had so many cowherd boyfriends, but he could not express his conjugal feelings with everyone. Only with Subal. Subal Sakha was very intimate with Krishna, and Krishna could express his feelings in front of Subal. So he was looking for a friend in Mathura who can be equal or as good as Subal in Vrindavan. So you are thinking that who is that person in Mathura whom I can send as my messenger to Vraja to console my parents and the gopas and the gopis, best gopis. So when Krishna was thinking like this, because he wanted to reciprocate with the feelings of the Brajavasis, love, and also at the same time he wanted to show the whole world the supremacy of Brajavasis' love. So Krishna was thinking that these inhabitants of Mathura, they are thinking themselves very fortunate, because they are thinking they have got the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their son, as their relative, the Yadus. They are thinking that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has taken birth in their dynasty, so he has become their relative. Vasudeva and Devaki, they were thinking that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has become their son. So they were thinking they were the best devotees, and they had the best affection for him. But Krishna wanted to show to the whole world that Brajavasi's love is supreme. No one can be equal or excel Brajavasi's love. And specifically he wanted to show the love of the gopis of Vrindavan. The super excellence love of the gopis of Vrindavan. But then, to show this, there should be someone from Mathura who would go to Braja and see through his own eyes the love of the gopis and come and convey this message to the Mathuravasis. Then they will accept. Otherwise, they will not accept this. And that person has to be also be a respected person in Mathura. Otherwise, Mathuravasis would also not accept his words as true. So that's why Krishna was looking for a person who can qualify himself to become the messenger of Krishna. So then, at that time, Uddhava arrived on the scene. Because Uddhava was a very close friend of Krishna, and always he wants to serve Krishna. So he came to Krishna for some service. So when Krishna saw Uddhava in front of him, then immediately Krishna thought, oh, Uddhava can be that person who can carry my message to Braja. Why? What was the qualification of Uddhava? Now we can see that Śrīla Śukadeva Goswami is explaining. To Maharaj Parikshit, that what was the qualification of Buddha to become Krishna's messenger? Actually, Uddhava means the festival of joy. The festival of joy. So, Uddhava, Vrishnam Prabharo. He was always giving joy to Lord Krishna. And he was Vrishnam Prabharo. He was the foremost of all the Vrishnis, all the members of the Vrishnam dynasty. And why he was foremost? Because he was very much true to his words and to his deeds. That's why he was respected by everyone in Mathura. And not only that, he was a respected person in Mathura, and he was also mantri. Mantri means counselor. So he was even giving good counsel to the Vrishnis, to the Yadavas. Because he was very learned. Who can give counsel? Who is very experienced? Who is true to his words and deeds? And who is very learned? That's why Uddhava, he was Shishya Brihaspati. Because he was a disciple of Brihaspati, the guru, spiritual master of the demigods, that's why he was very much learned. And at the same time, because when Brihaspati saw the sharp intelligence of Uddhava, that's why it is said here, Buddhi Sattama. Vrishnam Prabharo Mantri Krishna's Daita Sakha Shishya Brihaspate Saksha Uddhava Buddhi Sattama. He was Buddhi Sattama. He was very intelligent. Uddhava was very, very intelligent. And seeing his sharp intelligence, Brihaspati was very much pleased. And he wanted to teach Uddhava different sastras. So Brihaspati actually taught Uddhava all the scriptures. That's why Uddhava became so much learned. But Brihaspati had not taught one shastra. Because this was out of his purview. Brihaspati's purview. Or we can say Brihaspati had not learnt this shastra. That's why he could not teach one shastra to Uddhava. And what is that shastra? That is Prema Shastra. The science of love. Brihaspati had not learnt this. So Uddhava, though he was very learned, but he had not learnt this Prema Shastra, the science of love. How to love the Supreme Personality of God. And Krishna, though Uddhava was a great friend of Krishna, and though he had loving affection for Krishna, here it is said, he was Daita, he was very dear to Krishna. But still, he had not that much love, which was spontaneous for the Braj Gopis. And because of that love, the Braj Gopis had for Krishna, which was foremost and supreme. That's why they could give up all their family relationships, which was a dustajya, which is very difficult to give up. That's why the Brajavasis' love is considered supreme. Because they gave up everything for the pleasure of Krishna. Whereas in other places, we don't find that type of love in Mathura or Dwaraka. That someone can give up one's family, one's reputation, one's own comfort for the service of Krishna. So that's why the Brajavasi's love is supreme, especially the Gopi's love. So Uddhava had not learnt that. And Krishna wanted to teach Uddhava this Prema Shastra. And he will be taught by the Gopis of Vrindavan. That's why Krishna wanted to send Uddhava. Because Uddhava had some feeling that he was very learned. So he can console the Brajavasis by his learning, by his knowledge. So Krishna wanted to take away that pride from Uddhava and teach him or show him the supremacy of Gopi's love, by which Uddhava will see through his own eyes and come back to Mathura and explain to everyone else. Or declare to the whole world about the supremacy of Gopi's love. So that's why Uddhava was mantri, because he was very learned. So Krishna thought he can go to Braja and counsel the Gopis, console them. Krishna sa daita sakha. And Uddhava, he was also Krishna's very dear friend, very dear to Krishna, because he was his very intimate friend. Daita sakha. That means Krishna could express his conjugal feelings in front of Uddhava. That's why he chose Uddhava as his messenger. And then Shishya Brihaspati Sakshat Uddhava Buddhisattam. And he was a disciple of Brihaspati, very learned. But at the same time, Krishna wanted to teach it. This loving sentiments. Generally, those who are very learned, they become very proud of their knowledge. But Krishna wanted to teach Uddhava that he should not be only proud of his knowledge, but he should have some heartfelt feelings for Krishna. Of course, no one can be equal or excel Gopi's feelings, but at least one can desire that type of love the Gopi's had for Krishna. And Uddhava, that's why after coming back from Vrindavan, he desired the dust of the lotus feet of the Gopis. So, Uddhava Buddhisattva. So he was very intelligent. So that's why Krishna chose Uddhava as his messenger. Tamaha Bhagavan Prashtam Bhaktam Aikantinam Kvachi Gruhitta Panina Panim Prapannarthi Haro Hari. So now, Lord Krishna, who are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Tam Aha, he spoke to Uddhava. How did he speak? Grihita Paninam Pan. He caught hold of Uddhava's hand by his own hands. Means taking him aside, holding his hand, taking very closely, he spoke to Uddhava in confidence. No one else could hear. Grihita Paninam Pani Prapanarthi Haro Hari. Hari, Lord Hari, who is Prapanna Arthi Haro. Those who are surrendered at the lotus feet of Krishna, he takes away their miseries. Arthi Haro. Arthi means miseries. So that's why he's called Hari, who takes away the miseries of the surrendered souls. Prapanna Arthi Haro. That's why he's called Hari. So that means when Krishna takes away the miseries of the surrendered souls who has generally surrendered to him, then what to speak of the gopis who have left everything for him? So he must take away also their miseries. They are now feeling the pains of separation from Krishna. And Krishna wants to take away that feeling of separation. The pain they are feeling, he wants to take away that pain. And for that he is sending this message through Uddhava. And Uddhava is Prastha, he is very dear to Krishna. Tang Aha Bhagavan Prastham Bhaktam Ekantinam Kvachit. So Uddhava was not just only dear to Krishna, but he was also an exclusive devotee of Krishna. Ekantinam. The word is used here that Uddhava was an exclusive devotee of Krishna. So what are the symptoms of an exclusive devotee? Ekantina Bhakta. So it is said, Vihaya Pitru Devadin Parinishtam Gato Haravu Tat Gada Premavi Purna Ekanti Ti Nigatyate. So he is an exclusive devotee. Who Vihaya Pitru Devadi Parinishtam Gato Hari. he is an exclusive devotee who gives up his parents, father and mother, sons and daughters, relatives, everyone, for Krishna. And not only that, one may give up his family members, father and mother, children, wife, relatives. But unless he is parinishthangato hari, then he cannot be an exclusive devotee. So after giving up all this, then parinishthangato hari, his nishtha, his attachment should be with Hari, with Krishna. That means he must be thinking all the time only Krishna, not anyone else, nothing else. He only thinks about Krishna and gives up everything material. And then tat gaadha premavi. And not only he will think of Krishna, but he must have deep love for Krishna. Gaadha prema, deep love. So he must be filled with, his heart must be filled with deep love for Krishna. Then he will be called an exclusive devotee. So Uddhava was that person. I can think of it. An exclusive devotee of Krishna. So here he was only thinking of Krishna. And he had deep love for Krishna. And even he had given up his home for the service of Krishna. He was always staying with Krishna. He was always eating with Krishna, sitting with Krishna, even sleeping with Krishna, talking with Krishna, moving with Krishna. All the time he was with Krishna. And he was also looking like Krishna. Uddhava was also looking like Krishna. When Uddhava arrived in Brajabhumi, the gopis initially thought Krishna had come back by seeing Uddhava from a distance. They thought Krishna has come back because he was looking like Krishna. Because he, like Krishna wears pitambara, yellow garments. Uddhava used to wear also yellow garments, yellow dhoti. And he was also blackish like Krishna. Same color, same height, same form, same dress. Uddhava used to always wear Krishna's garlands, Krishna's ornaments, necklaces. So he was almost looking like Krishna. Even Lord Krishna used to say that this Uddhava, na Uddhava, anu api mat niyuna. Krishna used to say that this Uddhava, even he is not slightly less than me. He is almost equal to Krishna. So this Aikantika Bhakta, Krishna chose that Sai Uddhava as his messenger to Braja. So now Krishna will be speaking to Uddhava. But now time is up for today. So tomorrow we'll be hearing Krishna's message. what Krishna speaks to Uddhava, what message he gives through Uddhava to console the Brajvasis, and specifically Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda and the gopis. So tomorrow we'll hear. Hare Krishna. Is there any questions or comments?
Yes.
Or so many questions?
You mentioned that the word prapanna. Everybody who is going to send it to Krishna, that Krishna takes away all of it. But again, Krishna himself says, Yasyaha Madhuram, that when somebody comes very dear to me, then I take everything. How do we actually understand how Krishna deals with this word?
Yes.
When
he's telling that, like we are discussing now, that anyone who is surrendered to Krishna, Krishna takes away his miseries. Prapanna Artihara. But then, in another place, it is said that Yashaham Anugranami Harishyata Dhana Samehi. You are speaking that. That when I favor someone, I take away his wealth. So how can we reconcile this? Okay. We can reconcile in this way. That it is natural that different kinds of devotees come to Krishna. Like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Chaturveda bhajante nam jana sukrutina arjuna arti arthati jigyansu jnanicha bharatarsu. So when someone is in distress, then when he approaches Krishna, then Krishna takes away his distresses. So then his faith increases on Krishna. And he surrenders more. At the lotus feet of Krishna. So in that way, eventually, he becomes a pure devotee of Krishna. Like we see Dhruva Maharaj, initially he was not a pure devotee. And he approached Krishna for material benefit, for a kingdom. But when he saw Krishna, then he was purified. And he did not want any more that material benediction. He was so purified that he said, I don't want that material benediction anymore. When I have got you, my Supreme Lord, then what is the use of this small, tiny kingdom? Material kingdom which is temporary. I don't want that. Kacham vichinna napi divya ratna, Rumara said. That I was thinking of some broken pieces of glasses to get from you. But now I got Divya Ratna, the most precious jewel. I got you, my dear Lord. Then what is the use of these broken pieces of glasses? But the Lord was so merciful, even if Dhruva did not want to fulfill his material desire, but still the Lord fulfill his material desire and also fulfill his spiritual desire. Both. So there was no loss actually for Dhruva Maharaj. He has materially benefited and spiritually benefited. Both. So when it is said that Jasyaham Anugranami Harishyata Dhana Sane, so in this case, in Dhruva Maharaj's case, we see that when Lord Vishnu benedicted Dhruva Maharaj, that okay, you had come for the kingdom, so I give you the kingdom. You can rule your father's kingdom for 36,000 years. But then Dhruva Maharaj was very much scared. He said, my dear Lord, you are now giving me this benediction to rule the kingdom, then I will be influenced by Maya. I will forget you. I don't want this kingdom. But the Lord said, no, no. Even if you rule this kingdom, you will not be influenced by Maya. These are the special benediction by the Supreme Lord. And your senses will remain strong. You will never grow old, and your senses will also not grow old. That means you can also enjoy life. But you will never forget me. You will never be influenced by Maya. This is a special benediction given to Dhruva Maharaj. But when the Lord says that if someone is bewildered by material wealth and he forgets Krishna, being bewildered by material wealth, and Krishna wants to be merciful to that person, then only he will take away his wealth. Then he will come to his senses and remember Krishna. So that is for his benefit, to bring him back to Krishna consciousness. So whatever Krishna does for the benefit of his devotees. So if he will see that by giving us wealth we will be bewildered, we will not keep equilibrium, balance our life, or utilize that wealth in Krishna's service, then Krishna will take away. But if we are fully Krishna conscious and utilizing our wealth in Krishna's service, Krishna can give more and more. If we are not forgetting Krishna by our wealth, then he can give, like he gave to Yudhishthira Maharaj. He gave so much opulence to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Even the king of heaven, Indra, became envious of the opulence of Yudhishthira Maharaj. So if Krishna wants to give, he can give you. So much you cannot even keep. But if he will see that by this wealth you are going down to the hellish condition of life, he can take away. To bestow his mercy on you. That is his mercy. Takes it away just to keep that person in Krishna consciousness. But when someone is Krishna conscious and utilizing his wealth in Krishna service, he can give more and more. He is Lakshmi Pati. Of course, Diyamanam Nagunati. But the pure devotees of the Lord, even if Krishna wants to give, they don't want. That is the nature of the pure devotees.
So one more question I want to ask. We have been daily Uddhava as a friend of Krishna, to the devotee and Arjuna. What is the difference? It's just for one reason. Arjuna also a devotee and friend, Uddhava also a devotee and friend.
Of course, both are in Sakya. Sakya Ras. Arjuna was also in Sakya Ras and Buddha was also in Sakya Ras. But Arjuna was working like a Kshatriya. He was a Kshatriya and he was also doing his personal duties as a Kshatriya. Though he was a friend of Krishna, but Krishna engaged him in Kurukshetra war to accomplish his mission. But Uddhava, he was always with Krishna. We see that sometimes Arjuna was with Krishna, but not all the time. And he performed some duties for Krishna, like the Kurukshetra war. But Uddhava was always with Krishna. And even it is said that Uddhava even did not leave Krishna for a moment. He was always with him. He was so dear to Krishna and so intimate to Krishna that even Krishna gave even more confidential instruction to Uddhava before ending his earthly pastimes. Like whatever instruction he gave to Arjuna in the battlefield, later on he gave even more confidential instructions to Uddhava before ending his earthly pastimes. And he instructed Uddhava to spread this message, to give this message to the sages at Badrikasram, and also give this message or this knowledge to Vidura and others. So through Uddhava, actually Krishna spoke mostly on devotional service. The intimate devotional service, which was very much pleasing to the Lord. So through Uddhava, Krishna actually spread that message. And then we see here that Krishna utilized Uddhava to send this most prestigious, precious and most intimate message to Uddhava, to Vraja, which was not even possible in case of Arjuna. It would have not been possible, which Uddhava did. So from this we can understand that how Uddhava was intimate to Krishna. He was very learned and very intelligent and very intimate to Krishna. Of course, both were in Sakya, but there is also gradation of Sakya.
So we can understand one is more intimate.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we, whatever we can instruct in the 10th chapter,
yeah.
He said it's all more than Arjuna.
Yeah. Oh. What is that?
Uddhava resembles Krishna. What is the benediction he had? Isn't that true?
So, actually, this was Krishna's blessings. Uddhava got being sent by Krishna to Braja. That was Krishna's benediction actually for Uddhava. That Krishna wanted Uddhava to learn the science of love of the gopis.
I'm saying about the physical appearance.
Physical appearance.
Same he was very much like Krishna.
Special benediction from Krishna.
Look like
Krishna. He looks like Krishna. But I don't know what is any special benediction for So you look. Because he is an eternal associate of Krishna. Uddhava is an eternal associate of Krishna. And because of his intimacy with Krishna, he was accepting whatever Krishna was wearing as his prasad. as his prasad. Like whatever dress Krishna would wear, then Uddhava will accept. The garlands he would accept as prasad. In that way he was always remembering Krishna. Okay. Yes, sir.
Maharaj, Krishna is the ultimate. And there is an instance where Krishna himself declares to Uddhava, you, my dear Uddhava, are much more dear to me than my own self.
Mm-hmm.
Krishna himself is the ultimate. How do we understand Krishna saying that Uddhava is much more dear to him than his own self?
Actually, the devotees are much more dear. Like the devotees think Krishna much more dear than on the life. Same way Krishna also thinks about his dear devotees. Much more dear than his own life. That's why Krishna said that I am always sitting in the hearts of my devotees and the devotees are also sitting in my heart. So that means we can understand that those who are eternal associates of Krishna, they are actually expansion of Krishna's Swarup Shakti. That's how they become very dear and even much more than Krishna's own life. Krishna can think towards them like that. Yes? Oh, he's in mobile. Okay. Maternal
grandparents, like Dukhasena is maternally grandfather. Generally, it is tradition that we will have our property and everything, we will depend on like Vasudeva's father will be his. He is supposed to take care of the kingdom of Vasudeva's father, not Vasudeva's. How come Krishna and Balaram just stayed back in Mathura?
Actually, Mathura had become the capital of the Yadavas. And Ugrasana was their ruler. So they are already residing in Mathura. Yeah. Even Maharaj Surasana was also residing. Because that has, it is stated in Bhagavata that Mathura became the capital of Surasana. So, because Kamsa was a demoniac person, that's why he took away forcibly the kingdom from Ugrasena. And he put him into jail. He put Ugrasena into jail. Vasudeva and Devaki were jail and Ugrasena was jail. But when Kamsa was killed, Krishna reinstated Ugrasena as the king of Mathura. And then, of course, they all left Mathura because of Jarasandha's attack. They left Mathura and went to Dwaraka later on. They didn't stay longer. But that was the capital of the others. That's why they stayed there. When it is said that it became the capital of Yadavas, what does it mean? The kingdom can spread all over. But Mathura became the capital. Capital city of that kingdom. Citizens' kingdom. So it was the capital there. Okay, so I'll stop here. Hare Krishna.